You know what makes a great bailiff? A bailiff that's not doing his job, or her job, as the bail may be. A fee bailiff. I do know someone who encountered a great bailiff within the last 88 hours. What made him great had nothing to do with his job description or fulfillment or lack of it. It was extraneous to the whole bailiff modus operandi, if you will. Operandi, you might want to say. You might reply. You might divulge. Well, operandus. Our motivation and our way of believing.
One day we walk along the sand, one day in early spring. You held a piper in your hand to mend its broken wing. Now I'll remember many a day and many a lonely mile. The echo of a piper's song, the shadow of your smile. The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I.
Lying on the ground, moaning. thinking about old Cassie. Wish I'd never started doing this daggone book. I started doing a book that we had all this material for going in back in the days of the old butt trip. So there's all these books I got carrying around.
How's it going, Jack?
All right.
What's that? Swear to God, it's really good, though. You will taste it and see what's going on in it, all right? If it's not good, come in my face and spill. I never trust Charlie anymore. Say, Charlie, you big motherfucker, rip off me. Out of the fucking town fairs, we had a really great time with you. We had a nice group together. And it's been a great time when we go back home in America. We would think more of you, Charlie. Swear to God. And don't worry for the grid, Jimmy.
I know, that's great, Bruce.
Leaving Mr. Gregory West, still shy, quiet, very happy.
Was soll ich mit einer Ledercouch?
gave out on me. But not too badly. This is what you get for being there for that. Part of Duke Ellington's Shakespeare suite. Was at a place last night that had a painting on the wall of Duke Ellington in a leather jacket with a stiffed up collar. I think his morale would have been gladly recompensed. my brain works like this. I saw a woman with a stern. A stern look on her face, holding the guitar. And above her, it said the word stutter, because it's part of a record cover. Now, I looked at it real fast. I wasn't looking at it. I was, you know, I had my eyes open. My brain works like this. And I saw the photo, and for some reason I thought it said, "I love butter." Now, since it unfortunately doesn't, and I'm the one responsible for having those two, or for making those two, the image and the phrase, collide, I feel a debt now to at least take a note about it or try and recreate it. In other words, now I need a photograph of a woman with a stern look holding a bass guitar or a guitar with the phrase, "I love butter," on top of it. And this is important, actually. She's wearing a black sweatshirt. That's not what's important. She's wearing a black sweatshirt, and it's slightly open at the collar. It's not flash dance ripped open at the collar, but it's slightly open. But see, she looks mean. She doesn't look sexy, and I really want to avoid the sexual connotation of a word like butter when this thing gets recreated. I want her to be saying, "I love butter," like it's a challenge. Like, what are you gonna do about it? Because I'm playing guitar and I love butter.
Regrets, my mistaken thinking, only of myself. stop your leaving, but there's much I'm guilty of, and it's too late to say I'm sorry. Being sorry is not enough. I have regrets, my mistake in thinking only of myself. All that I have left are these regrets, the things I did that somehow you just can't forgive. Guess I'll have to live with these regrets.
Me down too.